This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are and another week to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. It's where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries on living life by my design and chatting to inspiring people that help me get clarity on just that. I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, I'm excited. As I said, I wanted to start talking to more people. And last minute of ever today, we call out an interview. And it actually is quite cool because it follows on from the show a couple of weeks ago when we returned to recording again. And I was musing on reading Judy Bailey's book, Evolving, which talked about aging and what we need to consider. And I loved it. But I also brought into that show my recent visit to Ruby Bay and finding somebody that was happy to talk about all things aging, retiring, things like that, which, as I said, I was finding quite difficult to do. And that isn't unusual. It was touched on in the book as well. So today I welcome on Ali, who I mused about in that show, to talk about the things we talked about and get inspired and see where we go. So welcome, Ali, back to the show, as you've been.
Very happy to be here. Very happy to be here. And yeah, it was absolutely wonderful for you to come and visit me here in Ruby Bay, which is indeed my retirement location. And yes. I'm 10 years ahead of you because I'm 10 years older than you. So we did have a lot to talk about, and I'm kind of navigating that journey, which we can chat about today.
Let's go. And what's lovely is because the last time you were on the show was to, you know, we'd reconnected and the revelation that you'd achieved that dream about getting, which I'd known about for so long. And so that was the conversation we last had on the show. And I think, you know, I came down again and again, you inspired me to, you know, to think ahead, to think where you want to be. And that's, you know, kind of what we talk about on the show. So I think today we were going to take it down the finances angle, because obviously I think maybe that's where, you know, retirement is this, whether you like the word or not, but we'll use it today. It's the point in time when you step away. I mean, I'm like in my head, my vision of this is the time when I can step away from the work life and I fill my life with all the joy filling, cup filling activities that I would love to be doing right now. And so I'm excited about this point in time. And so that means I need to be a bit savvy and a bit ahead of the game and sorted financially. And so my goals definitely, as we've been progressing and I've got like, you know, things like clear the mortgage, be mortgage free, massive freedom bringer. But, you know, you always have that thing that you've got to put some money away because there is the realisation that the other bills don't disappear, do they? I mean, rates carry
no.
on. Power yeah. bills carry on. It's all quite dull and boring. So it's like, oh, you've got to be quite organised.
You do. And I think that's the fundamental thing is having a plan. And like you've done with lots of parts of your life, Charlotte, and other people do as well, is you kind of put your mind into the future and paint that picture of, yes, I'm going to have all of this time to be able to do my cup filling activities. But actually, there needs to be some kind of foundational stuff underneath that. You know, what's the scaffolding that's going to allow that to happen? Yeah. And I do kind of think to myself that we often have this phrase where the certainty of life is death and taxes. And I switch that round and say, well, actually, the certainty of life these days is life, because the medical industry is keeping us all alive for a lot longer, and guaranteed income. So you will get a pension, particularly yes. in New Zealand. You actually are entitled to a pension once you have lived here for 10 years. You don't even have to have worked here. You just need to have lived here for 10 years. That was a piece of information, but both of us being expat British, That's not the arrangement in the UK. You have to make national contributions for 35 years. But here in New Zealand, live here for 10 years and you get a pension. Five of those do have to be after the age of 50. So you can't rock up here at 65 and you know expect a pension straight away. You need to have been here. If you were born here, let's say, lived here till you were 10, come back at 65 and expect a pension, that's not going to work. You need to have done five. There is a change going on through the government, which is probably fairly sound, which is they're extending that 10 years out to 20 years in a, you know, stepped function. But that comes back to my point number one, which is life. Life and guaranteed income. You are going to live a long time. You know,
I hope so.
Nutrition, yes. Nutrition is so much better. I mean, it just stuns me how tall teenagers are these days. Just extraordinary. Just massive people. They're all in a netball team, as far as I'm concerned, as I kind of wander around New Zealand and see these super tall girls. No wonder we're so good at netball. But the point is that nutrition gives us so much length of life. We can make lots of health lifestyle choices to extend our lives. So given these two certainties, life and guaranteed income, what are you going to do? Can you live on that guaranteed income? Or do you need a bit more money because, like me, you're choosing to live at the beach? And frankly, my rates, you know, are a huge proportion of what would be a superannuation payment. But anyway, so having kind of decided how you want to live, and that's really important, get a vision. My vision was to live at the beach, and here I am. And I got here age 55, not age 65. That's great. I think it really helps if you have a vision, because then you can bring it forward if, you know, if the moment strikes. The other thing is, I think you need to know how you spend your money. You need to look at your current lifestyle, because there is a fritter factor. We tend to fritter, unless we're running a budget, we tend to fritter our money away. Because it's just, oh, yeah, well, that's only $5. You know, I'll have that Danish, as I did yesterday when I was waiting for a key to be cut. And there's $5 right there. Coffee, out. You know, all of these things, they just fritter away. So unless you have a budget that says, okay, well, my eating out budget is $100 a month. And that includes, you know, a glass of wine on a Friday night with the girls. It includes coffee with my mum on a Saturday morning or whatever it happens to be. So you put a limit on it and you track it.
No, that's interesting, Ali. I'm just going to jump in now because one of the conversations we had when I was down in lovely Ruby Bay was about this element. And you mentioned through a conversation we were having about, you know, you were referencing a conversation with another friend and what will that look like? And you talked about budgeting and you spoke about going on your bank and, you know, getting 3 months of statements and doing your sort of filtering and sorting on your Excel spreadsheet. Now that to me just locked in my head of like, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. Now so on this topic, I have a budget and I was, you know, thinking, tracking along quite nicely. Like I have to revisit it quite regularly at the moment because things change. But hence the issue that I'm about to allude everybody to. But so at the weekend, long weekend, I thought, oh, I'm going to download 3 months of statements and get a bit of a reality check on the budget because I needed to sit down again if something had changed and I needed to work some stuff out. Now, so I'm merrily thinking my budget's quite set. But when I've pulled my information and did a bit of a filtering and working where all the money was going, it was quite an eye-opener to the person that was thinking, because we are, when you mentioned fritter, that's what sparked this, because the frittering is a little bit out of control, shall we say, in the Harding camp. And I went, well, we've obviously got that money and we're frittering it away merrily, but my God, it could be doing something so much more useful and valuable. I mean, I'm grateful because I'm currently in a new role, so I've been earning a bit more money. And I think that has probably exacerbated. It's like, oh, well, I've got this new bit more money because we've got this like temporary lifestyle. But what's happening is that's just frittering as opposed to like I'm saving as well. But I was like, oh, I could be saving more.
Yeah.
But it's going on there. Oh, I'll grab the bottle of wine or we'll go out for dinner. And it actually just, you know, you're saying about eating out, when I worked out what it was going on, and it was very clear there was only like three areas of life. I was like, it's so interesting, just a little bit more. But, you know, I've got to go, actually, do I want that now or would I prefer it a bit later?
Yes, a bit later. And would I rather have that, you know, dinner out when I'm visiting my parents, or, you know, when do I want to spend that money?
Yeah.
As opposed to letting it run through your fingers. And I think it's great that you've done 3 months and that hopefully has given you a bit of a wake up call.
Oh, yeah.
And what I would encourage you to do now, which is what I actually made our mutual friend do, because she was doing the big kind of retirement planning, is she did that for 3 years. So she downloads the transactions, and it's really easy to do in your bank these days, because, you know, you just download it as a CSV file, flick it into Excel, and then you sit there with a glass of wine, or possibly two.
Or probably a bottle.
And you just code it all. So you just put it all in a category, every single one. Now it's, you know, if you can do a kind of, if you've got someone or you've got the skills yourself to do a data sort and, you know, be able to do that in batches, which I was able to do for my friend because she didn't have those skills, which is probably why she'd never done it, because, you know, data sort on Excel is not everybody's cup of tea. She's a words girl. And so once she got going, though, she was really intimidated to start with. But once she got going, she was just like, oh, wow, this is really cool. You know, because it was such an eye opener about how much she was spending on her cats and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And it's just, and I'm not a big cat fan, so of course I'm like, well, I think the cats need to go. Just saying. And she was like, can't go. But anyway, but you know, as an example, it's just like, well, are there going to be cats in your future? I'm always going to have cats.
There you go. You're going to have to.
So
afford
we
this.
Need to budget for cats. And you know, are you always going to want to travel once a year to New Zealand? Well, maybe every other year. Okay, let's put that in the budget. So having looked at 3 years worth of data, categorized it, she went through her credit cards as well. She worked really hard on this. And then she came out and I said, right, okay, so given those 3 year averages, in 10 years time when you retire, is that going to be your lifestyle? And she said, oh yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm still going to want to go on holiday. I'm still going to want to do this. I'm still going to want to do that. I'm still going to want to run a car. I still want to be able to, you know, go to my running group, all of these kind of things. So in which case we could then come up and say, okay, well, your lifestyle in today's money is going to cost this.
This.
And is that fair enough? And is that reasonable? Great. Okay. So we came with that number. Right. Step two, let's look at your pensions. What super new annuation are you entitled to? And how much more are you going to need over and above that? And, you know, most people, I would say, need double. Right. So whatever your super is, you pretty much need double.
Okay. Well, let's pause on that thought for everybody to just take that little gold nugget in, or bombshell, whichever way you'd like to call it, and have a musical break, and we'll be back after that.
share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.
Enjoyed the money related tune there to add to the theming, but so we've got the bombshell, we've worked out, we've done our spreadsheet. I was just thinking about how long this could take. Actually, it's probably going to do it could be kind of a weekend escape. You could sit in a hotel with a nice bottle of wine, I mean probably against the grain of spending money, but you could, you know, take yourself away anyway. But we've got the figure, so what now, Ali, guru of all things retiring?
So once you've identified the gap, you know, what's the gap between the lifestyle you're likely to live when you're post 65 and how much you're going to get in terms of guaranteed income in a super from the government?
Yeah.
And how are you going to fill that gap? Now, for a lot of us here in New Zealand, we've got KiwiSaver and we need to be putting money into our KiwiSaver really aggressively. So shove as much as you can in there. Your employer will match that. If you're not match that, they'll add 3% to that. You can put in really quite a lot these days. I mean, it used to be when it first started, you could put 3%, 5%, something like that. But now you can put kind of 10% or more in. And I always think out of sight, out of mind. If you never arrived, can't spend it. It's just gone. It's gone to your future self, so that she can have a bottle of wine when she's 65. Because otherwise, no beersies for you. And so so KiwiSaver is your number one tool, putting as much as you can in there. If you are self-employed, then obviously you're not going to get a contribution from an employer, but you can still put it in there, and it's still a really good place to put your money.
And you
Go
still
on
get your
to
free money. You still get your free if you
still
top
get
up
your
your,
free money,
if you do your
absolutely.
minimum.
Yep. There's so many resources out there to help you. The sorted.org.nz gives you loads of information and really inspiring calculators. You can put, in there how much you earn, what would happen if you put 5% of your salary in for 10 years, and all of that kind of stuff. So you kind of really, you need to get in the zone and bother with this. I mean, most people don't want to have to bother with it. And then you
Yeah,
get
it's
to retirement
interesting, hey.
age.
And then, because I mean, a super is, it's great. It's fabulous that you have that. But when I think about, when I have the fun of thinking about what I want that period of life to look like, and it's approaching faster and faster by the day, it feels like. I want it to be fun. Like 65 is young today. So if you achieve retiring at 65, that's your, in the big scheme of things, like you said at the beginning, with the way age longevity is, that's quite young. And if you've looked, if you're making all these nutrition decisions, exercising, looking after your vessel, then you're going to be quite a vital human being, and you can go off and I'd kind of prefer to spend that 10 years of life doing the fun, cup filling things of life than carrying on working, to be brutally honest. So I, with that in mind, and traveling and doing cool stuff, and I will have a son that will be, well, what will he be? I'll work that in a minute. So he'll be, a good age, and I want to be involved in, what he's doing. But he could be, he could do exactly what I've done, go and live the other side of the world. So I want to be able to afford to go and see him. So you think of all these things, and you start to like think about a few rogue things, think about cool things, what you want to do. And I think I want to be able to afford to have, at least 10 years health, sort
Yeah, and
of
you can
fun.
absolutely expect it. You can absolutely expect that. And another good resource that I found really useful when I started thinking about this, when I turned 50, is Martin Hawes. So Hawes, Martin Hawes. He wrote a book called 20 Good Summers, and he wrote that. He's a Kiwi, and he gives a lot of financial advice. He's got a website. He's involved with some other financial institutions as well, which all seem like really sensible stuff. But his book, which I bought, I've also, sent it to other friends and recommended it to, people to get out of the library. It's the one I most frequently recommend, 20 Good Summers.
I'll add
And
it.
yeah, so it just was his story of getting to his early 50s and deciding that he was going to start going back part-time. He was still fit and able to do his main hobby, which was mountaineering. And then what he wanted to be able to do was, plan for the rest of his life. And he talks about breaking down retirement into three sections. So this is a, I think was a webinar or maybe on his website, where he talks about the three areas or the three stages of retirement. So the first one, where you're kind of 65 to 75, is called all go. The middle one, 75 to 85, is called slow go. And then 85 to 95 is called no go. So
Love
at
it.
different, yeah, so as different parts of your retirement will demand different budgets. So the first part of your retirement is you know, traveling, you're all go, you know, you're going to see kids and you're involved with grandchildren and, you know, all of this kind of stuff, traveling, all that cup filling activity, and that's going to cost money. So you're kind of going to front load your spending.
Yeah.
So you might be dipping into that KiwiSaver kind of disproportionately hard to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you've got this middle section, which is, you know, this slow go. You start to slow things down. I mean, for my parents, they were a great example. They'd had a caravan, which they'd done lots of traveling with, and in their all go stage. And then the slow go, they did fewer trips and then sold the caravan. So that was slow go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there comes a time where you just don't want the hassle. You don't want to have to drive that far and that kind of stuff. So again, it gives you permission to kind of break down your planning into those three sections, because otherwise we kind of tend to lump it all into
That one. Whole period. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if you've got family members that have done those different stages, as I say, my parents have, then I've got a bit of a role model for that. And longevity is my family. So, you know, I've also had people in that no-go for a long time, you know, and they've been happy enough and living independently. But, you know, you say to them, oh, you know, well, let's go and do this and that, auntie so-and-so. And they're like, oh, I don't think so. You know, I'll just stay
just
home.
Stay
do you want
here.
A cup of tea? Just stay here. And you're just like, you haven't been out all week. Surely we should go somewhere. No, quite happy.
Can't imagine that stage of life. But
no,
hey, I'll have a stack of books that I'll be ready to get through.
I know. And that's it. I mean, I think that's kind of imagining, well, what does that look like for you? If your mobility was struck down, you know,
what will you be
what
doing?
Would what would you do? Yeah. My mum and dad have just bought a new television, a smart TV. And dad's super excited. And you know, as long as mum can carry on recording stuff like she's always recorded, she's happy. And I said, don't throw out the other television, dad. Just put it, you know, in your office. Because if one of you ends up breaking a leg or is bed bound or something like that, and we need a TV for one of the bedrooms, you know, we'll need it.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, just planning
thinking.
That because they're all, because otherwise they're like, oh, yeah, well, we'll turf that out. Just like, no. Because one of you is going to fall over, because that's a certainty of life too as well.
Anyway, well, there we go. I mean, gosh, we could carry on like this. I know we could for a long time, but the show needs to wrap up and our time is up. But that has been fun. I'm like, oh, what's my orgo? I can't imagine my slow go, but I will have a pile of books I could catch up on. So if I get there, I'll be very happy. And I'm instantly thinking, shoot, I'll spend all of my KiwiSaver in the orgo session, and then I'll be stuck on superannuation, I reckon. But hey, that might work for me. Who knows? But
it might work for you. That's it. Make a plan.
Make a plan. But and that's the key. What I've taken out from this, and I hope listeners do too, if you've listened and it sparked something, is start dreaming. Start dreaming what it looks like. What do you want in that stage of life? And how can you achieve it? And I mean, I look to my beautiful friend Ali here and think it's possible because she's done it. So, and a huge inspiration, Ali. Thank you for joining me on the show. It's been fun to chat, and I think we'll have to check in on a regular basis. Not sure I'll be ploughing through 3 years anytime soon, but who knows? I will put it in the future basket. But thank you to you. Thank you to RFM as always for hosting the show, and I look forward to chatting to you and hopefully somebody else inspirational next week. Take care and goodbye.
Bye.